una mezza mare, mamma mia, mi maradare. Figlio mio a cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abriscia olo, i te va, i te viene sempre a baccalare del mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalare, figlio mio.
Oh mama, zuma zuma bacala. Hey, hi, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network. Yep, great being here. And of course, seems like every time I'm on, it's always like, wow, what a wild trip going on out there. As I said before, you know, when I was a kid, they had the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, and it was the greatest show on earth. Today, Ringling Brothers is out of business. It's now the greatest freak show on earth in a country near you. That's right. Don't only blame Trump. You forgot Obama? Yep. How about him, folks? Just another different freak. Oh, I forgot the Bush freaks and the penis Cheney freaks. Oh, I got to be proper. I don't want to get bleeped out. Dick Cheney. Little Dick Cheney. Yep. Rumsfeld. One little freak after another. Forgot the Clinton freaks. Oh, Hillary's back. She's, her and Bill are going to be making a tour next year and propping up for the 2020 run. Yep, a freak show. And a militarized freak show at that. You know, I went out last night, met some people up in Woodstock, or a person. And I'm afraid to have a drink. I can handle two glasses of wine. I've been around a long time. But they got these little clown boys dressed up in their drag, their copster drag, the state troopers, that pull you over. You went over the yellow line. You didn't have your signal light on. You didn't put your brakes down. Where were you? How many drinks did you have? Get out of your car. Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backwards. While these little jerks go out and get drunk all the time and get away with ever what they want, and they break our chops for nothing. For nothing. It's a militarized state. They've taken the fun out of life. The roads are empty. They're empty. When I was a young guy, man, Thursday night, the weekend would begin. Now you go out on the weekend, the roads are empty. Everybody's afraid to go out because the pigs are out there busting your chops. These little boys, these arrogant guys, I'm tired of the military trip. It ain't mine. I did everything I could to avoid the Vietnam draft. I don't like taking orders. I don't like taking orders, and I don't give orders. So take it easy, man. They've militarized this country. They've taken the joy out of it. I used to fly all around the country, all around the world. I hate getting on planes anymore. I got some little freaks feeling me up. I won't go through the x-ray machine. And they humiliate you. These little nothings of nobodies. What a job. Yeah, but it pays benefits. And I get a retirement. And I gotta pay for it. The militarized state of America. Oh, look at all the military guys running on the Democratic line. CIA cats. Oh, I'm an ex-vet. I'm over in Iraq, and I'm doing it to protect it. No, you're not. You're making my life more dangerous by slaughtering people in foreign countries that did nothing to you, jerk off. I could say jerk and off. That's two separate words. I didn't mean them as one, so I don't have to get bleeped out. I'm a jerk. Well, you're way off. It's disgusting. And no peace movement at all in this country. They just had, by the way, a women's peace march down in Washington a couple of weeks ago. Never made the news. Never made the news. And there were less people there than we had when we launched Occupy Peace from Colonial Kingston, New York in 2015. And Gary Null was there to kick it off, along with Cindy Sheehan, who was also at the Women's March, whose son was killed in Iraq. And protested in front of George Bush's, but a real woman. Camped out in front of his place for months. Dr. Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's father, Buddhist. Ralph Nader. Of course, myself. We sent out 350,000 press releases over the course of a month and a half. No coverage at all. It's the militarized state of America. Oh, but Mr. Salanti, the cops should pull you over if you had too much to drink. They brought these drinking levels down to nothing. Hey, got some. How about all the people whacked out on all them prescription drugs? You want to see minds that are out of control? Oh, and I forgot all the other drugs. But don't have another drink. They've killed the bar business and restaurant business and have taken the fun out of life. What a bunch of clowns. I had some jerk off following me from Phoenicia, New York, which is about 30 minutes west of Woodstock, to Woodstock, where it goes into four lanes. Followed me at 11:30 at night, coming close to me, going way back behind me, coming up to me, and I'm going right on the speed limits, 45, 55, 40, 35. But this clown followed me the whole way. I was the only car on the road at 11:30 at night because everybody's at home. Nobody goes out like they used to because we've become the militarized state of America. Hey, look what happened down there in Brazil. Yeah, they brought a real military madman in there. Captain Clown. Yep, wishes the old dictatorship was back. Brought in a bunch of generals to run the show. Hey, sounds like America with Mad Dog Mattis and Kelly and this one and that one, huh? Yep, everything against what this country is supposed to be. Become the opposite of these cops busting everybody's chops for little nothing, while they all salute the governor and the senator, how they all bow down and protect them, man. Oh, yeah, a bunch of tough guys with us. But boy, did they bend over to the higher ups. Yes, Mr. Mayor, sir, excellency. Yep, the militarized state of America. Oh, he's pumping up the troops, mostly poorer kids that can't get a job. Oh, and by the way, you look at the numbers, how many of them they can't take in because they're too overweight. I can't say fat because that would be politically incorrect. And by the way, there's nothing correct about anything political. Google up the definition. A person that's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. So save your political correct crap and shove it you know where. Politically. I'm out the other day. Went to a health food store. Great store. and had a $100 bill. So I give it to this woman, who women look like today, about 80 pounds overweight, red hair, pierced everything, and a bunch of tattoos. I don't mean naturally red hair. I mean redder than red, with a little glowing pink in it. As I said, you don't have to go to Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. They went out of business. You want to see the tattooed lady, just go out in the street. You want to see the fat man, they're everywhere. Anyway, I give her a $100 bill. She holds it up to the light, you know, like she knows what she's doing. And jokingly, I said, hey, you don't have to worry about it. I just printed it up. It's fresh and clean. Don't say that. We've been warned about people like you saying things like that, and we're supposed to report those. I said, listen, take it easy. It was a joke. I said, I know how tight everybody's become. I was just joking around. This just happened 2 days ago. I ended it right there because I realized she'd probably call the police on me and tell me I was sexually harassing her too, when, hey, I don't think anybody would harass you sexually in a million years. But anyway, that's just my take on it. Because I was going to then say, hey, stupid, a moron, you think if I was trying to pass off a phony $100 bill jerk off, I would say I just printed it, it's fresh and clean, stupid. That's how uptight this country's become, man. They've taken the joy out of life. There's no fun anywhere. Everybody's so tight, man. Woof! Not an ounce of boogie, not a drop of jive. It's Moronville. And boy, oh boy, it's brainwashing center. The crap that they're teaching in school, the stupid moronic courses that stupid kids are taking in college to be politically correct and gender this and color that and race this and creed that. Stuff that'll give you no financial return at all or any intellectual improvement. All these courses you gotta take to be gender this. Say, I don't want to hear it anymore. Shove it, Jack. Don't want to hear it. How low can it go? Hey, the fish rots from the head down. Look at the bunch of sleazy, slimy characters you have running your country. Oh, did you hear Merkel over there lost the election? The party lost a big election last week, and she now may step down from... Well, she's not going to run the party, but she's going to stay chancellor. She's been in there for almost 20 years. How about calling her a dictator? 20 years and you haven't had enough, slime ball? Oh, how dare you call her that? That's taking a shot at a woman. You can't say that against a dictator that's been there for 20 years and can't get off her trip and wants to stay there till 2021, even though the party's losing. Hillary Clinton hasn't had enough. She's back. Don't say anything bad about women. Okay, I forgot. How about that little scumball, Paul E. Ryan? Yeah, the Republican clown that's going to be quitting and going playing back to Eddie Munster again. How about Mitch McConnell? What a clown of a nothing he is. One jerk off, jerk, I can't say jerk off, jerk after another, offing. running a country near you. I forgot that little Cazzon Macron over there in France. What a little piece of garbage, a disgusting human being. I forgot to look up to Canada about Trudeau, about how all those liberals love that slimy character that just said, okay, even though the Saudis killed that guy and are destroying the hell out of Yemen, and it's the worst famine crisis in 100 years, and a cholera epidemic, and over 56,000 people have been killed. I'm going to sell them that $15 billion worth of weapons that we made the deal with because I'm a piece of crap. I'm a disgusting human being that puts on that nice face that morons buy. Yep. One jerk after another offing us. Name the country, name the clown. Step right up. It's the greatest freak show on earth. And we got a call over there from Randolph. I guess I was talking about Trudeau over there, and he wants to say something about that. What do you got there, Randolph?
Hello, Gerald. I was calling about the One Belt, One Road. Do your trends have any idea how this situation is? I think it's absolutely amazing the amount of construction and very, very precise and complex construction that isn't going on by China spending something several billion dollars to in India and Pakistan and Russia and New Zealand and in Poland. I mean, basically, you know, China and China and Russia were basically, well, Russia was sort of bankrupt in a sense, and China was basically an agrarian society. And not that I think farmers aren't intelligent, they're highly intelligent. But, you know, in the last 20 or 30 years now, these both countries have come up in their respective countries, and apparently China is, even internally, there is massive changes in the constructions and railways and high-speed stuff. Can you imagine that in the United States has spent between $6 and $7 trillion just on wars? And I mean, it's insanity if what they could have done with this kind of money in the United States just...
Well, we've been writing about this for a long time. Matter of fact, one of our top trends for 2017 was follow the Yellow Silk Road, or 2018, I should say. Follow, and meaning the Road and Belt Initiative, the Belt and Road Initiative that you mentioned by China. The business, I've been saying this for, and again, it's in our Trends Journal. The business of China is business. As you pointed out, the business of America is war. And when you're talking about the Belt and Road Initiative, they're connecting Eurasia, Africa, Europe to China. They're rebuilding the old Silk Road. That's why we called it Follow the Yellow Silk Road. And the bridges and high-speed rail throughout China, now they just connected Hong Kong with like the longest bridge in the world. It's the reality. They're putting their money into building their country, and America's wasting it on war. And just for the record, anybody in business only continues on business or fails by their track record. The United States military has not won a war since World War II. They got this really arrogant attitude. They know what they're going to do. Everybody salutes them, and they're saluting losers. Hey, if they gave us more bombs, we could have won in Vietnam. You held us back a little bit. We only killed all four million people and turned the place into a poisonous pit of chemicals with Agent Orange, and we napalmed them. But you didn't give us enough to kill them more. Hey, you got all you wanted to destroy Iraq. How about Afghanistan, losers? Oh, you forgot Obama's troop surge? American military are a bunch of losers, and the politicians have destroyed this country by letting it become a military mindset totally against the Constitution, totally against what this nation was founded upon. The military was not supposed to have a major role in running the show, and that's what we've become. So going back to China, China's business is business. And you could thank Slick Willie Clinton. You mentioned they used to be an agricultural society. In 1992, before they joined the World Trade Organization that Bill Clinton brought them into, and they officially came on 2 weeks after 9/11 when nobody's paying any attention, China had a grand total debt of $900 billion in 1992. It was that society you were talking about. Today they have a debt of $30 trillion. The middle class has gone from 5% in 2001 to over 35% today. They have a bigger middle class than America has a total society, plus another 100 million people. They sold us out. The manufacturers of America and Europe took all our technology, all our insights that we've created over the 20th century, and gave it to the Chinese so they could manufacture their products there cheaply, sell them to the Chinese market, and export them back to their countries, the United States and Europe, and sell them to we, the little people, at a greater profit. End of story. We've been sold out by politicians, and it's election time coming up, and everybody's going to go out and vote. Who votes? For the criminals that they love best. The Bloods and the Crips, the Republicans and the Democrats, the murderers and thieves. So thank you very much, Randolph. And moving on, and talking about murderers and thieves, the equity markets. Wow, when I came back on PRN just a month ago, actually 2 days, two days before the markets peaked. We warned of an economic 9/11. That's right. Actually, it was September 19th, when I came back onto PRN, and I was warning you, the next day, September 30th, U.S. markets peaked, the S&P. And now they were down into correction territory. They rebounded a little bit. How come? Huh? Not according to the trend alert we sent out today. America is entering a stage one recession. Housing prices, new home sales, existing home sales, new mortgage applications are plummeting compared to last year. Out in Southern California, back in the day when I began my trends business, 1980, people used to say, you know, trends begin in California and move their way east. No, they don't, but a lot of them did. Well, if you want to believe in that, though, home prices over there in Southern California are not doing very well. Nope. They suffered their worst housing slump in over a decade. Over a decade? Why? What was over a decade ago? Well, I'm not good at math, but this is 2018. That brings us back to the panic of 08. The number of new and existing houses and condominiums sold during the month plummeted nearly 18% compared to September 2017. And that was the slowest pace since September of 2007. Yes, the prelude to the panic of 08. The subprime mortgage crises. This isn't a subprime mortgage crisis. It's an interest rate crisis. Can't take them higher interest rates, man. Oh, and women. I don't want anybody calling up and said, oh, Gerald Celente said, man, hey, man, and didn't say, and men and women. Oh, I got to be proper. So anyway, on a monthly basis, sales fell 22% in September compared to August. Sales of newly built homes were 47% below the September average, dating back to 1988. Huh. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That's not in the news. Oh, so the markets are made the last couple of days. Markets bounced back up well. Yep. Sure did. Sure are. Wonder why. Well, the earnings reports, well, they're good, but new expectations aren't that good. They're coming in lower. Oh, and how did the those earnings reports, and you saw that tax cuts that Trump gave them, lowering it from 39 to 21%. We didn't get that kind of break. We, the little people, didn't get that kind of break. Why? Because we're peasants working on the plantation in slave land here for the multinationals. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Stay home. Vote for local elections. That's all I do. I'm not telling you to do that. All I'm saying is that's what I do. I want to see 20% of the people go out to vote. This way, we could have a new system. And there are new systems developing all over the world, except in America. The land of the presidential reality show. That's right. You can't make this crap up. The apprentice champ is the commander-in-chief. And again, I coined the term presidential reality show when backtrack Barack Obama got elected. I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, all these things, and Oprah took him under her wing, and I saw how he changed his act, and he went from losing against Hillary Clinton to be winning the nomination, then president. You know, it's a presidential reality show. He's just playing the game. Looked in that teleprompter, folks, and folked us and folked us and folked us. Never stopped saying folks to us. Yep. Presidential reality show, a freak show. So listen, we're going to sign off for a little bit. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. So I want to thank you all for tuning in, of course, and being a part of Progressive Radio Network. The only place where you're getting, or one of the few places you're getting news that you can use, other than the junk news, that all they do is keep shoving down our throat. Hey, I wonder what Stormy Daniels is doing today. It's kind of stormy outside. See some clouds coming in. So we're going to be right back. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in a couple.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Progressive Radio Network is a thinking person's network for our world's progressive visionaries and stakeholders and great thinkers to assemble on a commercial, free, and listener-supported network. Our provocative hosts speak freely and passionately on intriguing and urgent topics such as health and news and politics and women's issues and philosophy and more that directly impact our lives. Progressive Radio Network takes chances. Our voices and ideas are not always welcomed by corporate media. So Progressive Radio Network is a very important outlet for these great thinkers.
The Progressive Radio Network would like to announce a new host and show joining the station.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Abby Martin. Welcome to Media Roots Radio.
Abby Martin's Media Roots Radio can be heard every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at PRN.FM.
Media Roots kind of just was an idea that I had of first just a news aggregate. I feel like a lot of news is backpaged, and instead you see a lot of sensationalism with trivialities, like Britney Spears shaving her head and stuff like that, and you don't really see the hard news that, you know, kind of goes overlooked.
It's not liberal, it's not conservative, it's progressive, the truth that empowers, right here on PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Yep. But listen to that. I mean, there was happiness in that. No happiness allowed. We're a tight America, man. Yep. The fish rots from the head down, man. And you got one rotten fish from the top of the White House down to your city council in most places. I'm only speaking for myself. We got a mayor over here, this little boy, Stevie Ignoble. Noble, that's right, Ignoble. This little clown of nothing destroyed the most historic Four Corners in America that I own three of the buildings where Gary Noh was here. Cut down 60, 70, 80-year-old trees. Destroyed the whole street. You know why?
We're paving the road. And we don't want the trucks to hit the branches.
So we're destroying it. I call this little clown of nothing out for doing it. Got it in the papers. And you know what this little jerk off did? They sent me a violation, a fine. I had chip gutters on one of my chip. Paint on one of my gutter downspouts. And I had some weeds and leaves in front of my building. I got pictures of them. My guy had cleaned them up by the time they gave us the violation. And you walk around this city and some parts of it, you think you're in destitute land. And I have these beautiful buildings, plants in front of everything. Gorgeous. Anyway, those are politicians. Oh, this guy was a little zookeeper. A little zookeeper. Dumber than crap. And he's running the show. And it's that everywhere. Because most of the people that want to run for political office are the same jerk offs that you knew in high school and college that wanted to become class president and head of the student council. They are destroying this nation by their deeds you shall know them. when Randolph called a little bit ago from Montreal talking about the progressiveness in China and their Belt and Road Initiative and their high-speed rail and their bridges and on and on. And you look at the crap that we got here. You drive down in New York City, they got more steel plates on the road covering up holes than they got pavement. It's a joke. A sick joke run by a bunch of sick people, men and women, every creed, race, and color. Yep, politicians. Someone who's typically manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. So, moving on, as I was before, about the economy and what's going on and why and how, and talking about the military, as we were discussing before, how they're destroying the country and where all our money is going rather than going into improvements. Let's see here. We had the U.S. economy has expanded at a 2.9% annual rate since April 2017, according to the Commerce Department. Faster government spending accounted for nearly half of the acceleration. Defense outlays grew 6%. In the fiscal year that ended September 20th, thanks in part to a bipartisan budget pact to boost government spending this year and next by $300 billion. You got it. Defense spending shifted from contracting to 2.1% annual rate between June 2009 and March 2017 to growing at 2.9% rate since April 2017. Isn't that nice? Don't occupy peace. Don't send a penny. Let your money go to the military. You see, with Occupy Peace, and of course I'm being facetious, www.occupypeace.com, put your money where your mind and heart is. This is the only peace plan with an action plan. Number one, close all the bases overseas. Mind your own damn business. I can't use God's name in that dam because then it would be wouldn't be proper. So, mind your own damn business. Ah, God. Didn't God, the peace makers? Yeah. Shall inherit the earth? Boy, was he wrong on that. Oh, it wasn't him. It was the King James Bible. I forgot. It's the warmongers inherit the earth. Close the bases overseas. George Washington's farewell address, no foreign entanglements. We have no right being there. All this does is enrich the military-industrial complex. Number two. Put the troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. Back in the 1930s, they had the WPA, WPA, hey Jesse, see if you can find that song, 1930s, WPA, and Work Progress Administration. They put the people to work. Little things like the Hoover Dam, bridges, the Triborough, Whitestone, and others, I believe, are part of that. All over the country. WPA. Troops Progress Administration. Put these troops to work to do something beneficial. Rebuild our rotted infrastructure. rather than going into building more useless ships and other junk that's never going to be used in the next war, the 21st century, is all antiquated crap that just enriches the insiders of the military-industrial complex, the scum that you vote for called Republicans and Democrats that get paid off by them to get our money to give to them so these little jerks, offs, could stay in political office so they never have to work a day in their lives. This guy Molinaro that's running against Cuomo. I can't stand Cuomo, of course. But this guy never worked. He's mayor of a little town up here, Tivoli. They went on and on. He never worked. He's been playing politician his whole life. Number three, force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II. And number four, referendum on each state ballot, where we the people tell Congress how to vote, because we pay for the war with our money and our lives. So that's Occupy Peace. And when all else fails, they take you to war. And the economy, we just sent out a trend alert to our subscribers, warning of a stage one recession that is now beginning. And today, our subscribers will also get a monthly trends journal. That's right. When I was on PRN last year, and since 1991, the Trends Journal was a quarterly. Now it's a monthly. TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com, the only place in the world where you will read history before it happens. Guaranteed, no magazine, any place on the planet has what we have in it to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in the times ahead. The only magazine where you will read history before it happens. TrendsJournal.com. And if you don't like it, you get your money back. No big deal. A great deal. And so if you have any calls, 888-874-4888, right here on Progressive Radio Network. So going back to the economy just a little bit, interest rates are going up. I mentioned I gave you some of the housing data, but it's bigger than that because there's $250 trillion worth of debt out there that has particularly been building up since they gave us zero and negative interest rate policy. And countries have to pay back that debt, and a lot of it's paid in dollars. So the stronger the dollar gets as interest rates go higher, the weaker their currencies fall. So they have to pay off that debt with weaker currencies. So they go deeper into recession and depression. And that's what you're looking at now in many places around the world. I mentioned to you some of China's data, and it's not good at all. We're looking at it to go even lower. The reasons being is that their economy has been pumped up artificially with trillions of dollars. It's a $30 trillion worth of debt to GDP ratio of some 30%. So in this trend alert that we just released, we show how it's not only in the mortgage applications, not only in new home sales, but even now you're seeing credit card companies like Capital One and Discover announcing this week that they will be more diligent and restrictive on how they manage credit limits for credit card customers. That's a clear sign that lenders are growing concerned over how consumers will be able to manage higher rates. A stage one recession has begun. Global equity markets and economies that got their cheap money super high from their central banksters' monetary heroin fix, they will not be able to sustain higher interest rates. So what will save the day? Dun-da-da-da. Can it be saved? Yep. Something will save it. You know what will save it? The plunge protection team. That's what we think is doing it now. Markets shouldn't be going up. You have elections coming up. Trump keeps bragging about how great the economy is doing. You think he wants a stock market crash before the elections? Plunge protection team comes in all the time when the markets go down too low. Do it in China. They call it the national team. China tells them when they're doing it, though. The United States, they don't. The plunge protection team in China has been intervening for several weeks. We just heard from the South Koreans. They also announced that they're going to be buying back local stock as the market goes down. Just announced it 2 days ago. So there you got it. It's real. That's what's keeping the markets up. These things are manipulated. There's no free economy. I mentioned negative and zero interest rate policies. There's no such thing. They didn't teach you that in economics 101 or graduate school or quantitative easing. Prepare, prevail, and prosper. Again, consider signing up for the Trends Journal. As I said, the new one just went out today, Economic 9/11. What could stave off a crash for now? Higher interest rates, lower consumer spending. You want to know why wages and inflation aren't going up? Read all about it. It's my 5-0 formula, something I came up with nearly 20 years ago. How about gold? I talked about the plunge protection team, the national team. And more, where are crypto's going? Blockchain democracy, which we think could really change the world of the United States and others. The death of Sears and the long demise of dying brands. On. History before it happens. And a lot of blockchain stuff here. A lot on Cryptomania 2.0. I mean, is this the beginning of the end of the crypto markets, or have they peaked? We have a top expert in this, chart guy, Jonathan Cho. And he knows his stuff, very accurate on it. So that's your Trends Journal. And as we look at the markets and see what's going on around the world, how about what's going on in the United States? Remember that bomb scare about a week ago? The crazy guy sending those things in, those package bombs that weren't going to explode, but a sick man nonetheless. And then you had little clowns, little prostitutes, little prostitutes. Like that little guy, Chucky Todd. Yeah, he got that show on NBC. Meet the Prostitutes is the name of the show. They leave off the tatoots. They call it Meet the Press. This guy, this little boy of nothing, the political director of NBC News, while these mail bombs were going out, the clown boy Todd said, quote, "This could be some Russian operation too, designed to do what is happening now. It is dividing us." A Russian operation, that's propaganda. No, it's not. It's what prostitutes do. They get paid to put out by their corporate johns and their Washington whoremasters. Absent of the news, three Gaza boys killed in Israeli strike. Yeah, why talk about that? Yeah, they were trying to go over the fence into our land, and they were throwing rocks at us. It's not your land. God didn't give it to you. God wasn't a real estate agent, and the Bible wasn't a land deed. And little Chucky Schumer shooting off his fat mouth that the reason why the Palestinians they're in trouble with Israel is because they don't believe in the Torah, and in the Torah it says that God gave us this land. Can you imagine making that garbage up? I got my own fairy tale. You keep yours to yourself. You stole the damn land. It was taken by the Rothschilds with the Balfour Agreement, 1917. Anybody could read it. It's not your country. And don't call me an anti-Semite, because most of the people down there are from Eastern Europe. They're Ashkenazi Jews. Netanyahu, Sharon, Golda Meir, all of them, all the prime ministers, Ashkenazis. So save it. I'm against war. I'm against invading other countries. Mind your own business. You could put an F in that one, too. And that's going to be the new campaign slogan of Occupy Peace. MYOFB. Stay home. Don't tell me what to do. I won't tell you what to do. Mind your own business. You stay. This thing going on with this caravan coming up. They're calling it a caravan. Coming up into the U.S. And what if, 14,000 people were going into France or Russia or Germany or Israel? What would they do? Would they allow them in? No. Yeah, we do have to have some kind of laws here. Open the borders. I don't want to pay for people's education, health care, housing, or feed them. If you do, open your doors. Anybody that wants to bring them in, God bless you. That's your trip. Ain't mine. Open your doors. Bring them in. House them. Feed them. Clothe them. Educate them. Take care of all their expenses. Don't ask me to contribute. I'm overwhelmed with taxes that I'm paying to the stupid state, the moronic city, and the fraudulent Fed. I don't have any more money to give other people. They should fix the problems in their own country. Because this is just the beginning. As the global economies go down, you're going to see a human wave of people rushing over borders to get away from the poverty and the social disorder of where they're leaving. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a top trend of 2019. Human waves. Do the math. It took sat since the beginning of time to 1900 to get 1.5 billion peoples on the planet. Guess what? In a little over 100 years, we added over 6 billion more. Capiche? Why aren't wages going up? Because you got all the workers you need on the global plantation to work in Slavelandia. And more to it than that. So thank you again for tuning in. Remember, the future is in your hands. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. Do something for a person, for yourself. Advance the best you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The change can happen when you make it happen. And we're doing our best. And remember, the Trends Journal, we just came out with a new one, trendsjournal.com, a trend alert, the only magazine to read history before it happens. Unlike that Time magazine they make a big deal about, yeah, last week's news coming out tomorrow. Yeah, we're history before it happens. Tomorrow's news today. So thank you again. Always great being on. I thank Gary Null and all the staff for all that they do and all the other people to keep you informed at a time when the news just keeps getting dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. See you next week. Thank you again. This is Gerald Celente signing off. Chele Luna, Metsimada, Mamma Mia Marina.
Chele Luna, Metsimada, Mamma Mia Marina. Figgy mia putterada, Mamma Mia Pansaccia tu. Sitte donna, biscia olo, ite va, ite vene, sempre baccalare del mani vene. Ci picchia bandi si è baccalata.